Long before coins, notes, and credit cards had ever been thought of, the principal medium of exchange was barter. If, say, you possessed something of value, like a sheep, and your neighbour had a few bags of corn, but you wanted some corn and your neighbour wanted a sheep, you might make a simple exchange. Unfortunately, bartering was an inconvenient way of carrying out a transaction, since it depended on your needs coinciding with those of your neighbour. For any transaction, you needed what he had, and vice versa. There was no common medium of exchange, and there was no standard which could be applied to measure the relative value of various goods and services. Therefore, the first stage in the evolution of money was the acceptance of certain inherently valuable objects, such as metals, grain, or animals, as a common standard of measure and unit of exchange. Metal was a popular choice, since it could be converted into weapons and tools, or, in the case of gold and silver, was easy to identify and visually attractive. This was, indeed still is, known as commodity money, since it combined the attributes both of a usable commodity and a symbol. People accepted metals as money because they were sure of the value to themselves and to other people. Eventually, a system of standardized coinage evolved, which simplified the whole process of buying and selling, and led eventually to the system of coins and bills with which we're familiar today. Of course, you have to go forwards in time a long way before the invention of plastic money. 1951, to be precise, when the company Diners Club issued the first credit card to 200 customers in New York. Its uses were limited, as it could only be used to buy food in 27 New York restaurants. And it wouldn't be for another 20 years following the establishment of standards for the magnetic strip that credit cards became a common means of transaction. This would be followed by the debit card, where improved wireless communication, the refinement of the microchip, and increased security measures meant that money could be taken directly and safely from your bank account the moment you used the card.